GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
At Walgreens, we know holiday plans never go according to plan. There's more presents than paper to wrap them. You can buy 3 rolls of tape, but never find one when you need it. Batteries not included stops the holidays dead in their tracks. And without stuffers, stockings are just socks. That's why we're minutes away, so you can dash into Walgreens for holiday must-haves and gifts of the week deals. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Select stores are open until midnight.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Exclusions may apply.
The NFC North Division champion Chicago Bears beat the 49ers. Only one more game to go before the postseason begins. We're continuing to break down the playoff picture. Plus, we'll take a look at their last game of the season with the Vikings. Let's talk playoffs, Bears fans. CR Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
This hour is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
Mullins again takes the snap. Quickly play action. Fake it. Down he goes. Blitz down the play. Roquan Smith smothers Mullins. Knocked him down in a hurry before he could even get set back near the 25.
Scattered, smothered, covered, chunk topped, and diced by Roquan Smith. Bernstein and McKnight on a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Vic Fangio dialed up some really clever internal little run blitzes.
Yeah.
Not necessarily some of the stuff from the corner, the open side of the formation. He had the linebackers looking like vintage 3-4 inside linebackers.
Lost really in some stuff. Of this yesterday, as frustrating as at times that game was, I thought both Nagy and Fangio had a chance to put some stuff on film for a playoff game while keeping the offense a little bit more vanilla than is usual for them, at least in the first couple of weeks of the season, the first 10, 12 weeks of the season. And Vic did a couple of things that were a little bit out of the ordinary for him, too. You look at the ways, the things you got away with. I mean, just how much of a thumbs-up game that was, really. Mm-hmm. You got away with penalties. You got penalties for you.
Fumbles.
Going fumbles.
Terrible decisions.
You got away with bad decisions by that quarterback. Good throws that he made as well, but you rallied to the football and made tackles. You didn't let anybody get away. It's another week, two straight weeks, without allowing us a touchdown on offense. I mean, or a touchdown from the defense. You had things all go your way while putting stuff on tape for a potential playoff. You ran. I heard Olin Kreutz laughing about this. I saw it on Twitter, and then I heard him laughing about it with Mully and Haw this morning. You ran jet sweep action on a quarterback sneak.
Yep.
You're welcome, world. Watch me do this.
It's Matt Nagy's world, and we're all just living in it.
He's yep. Looking at the Denny's menu and going, I know I want this yard here. I think we'll be super easy with everything. Sneak Mitch up the middle. You're right.
Waffle House reference coming right out of the sound.
You're right. It's a Waffle House menu.
There.
It is a Waffle House. We are a Waffle House show.
Thank you.
My mistake.
Stay on brand here.
So he's got himself the Waffle House menu, and he sees BU on the bottom corner. He's like, oh, yeah. I got to put some sprinkles on this.
I got to be me.
I got to
be me.
Let's run. What's the reaction in the huddle when Mitch is just, you know, whatever their verbiage is for QB sneak, which I'm sure takes 4 or 5 minutes to say. Mm-hmm. And then he looks at, it was Gabriel, right? He looks at Gabriel and goes, oh, yeah, just run to the other side of the field while we're doing this.
Just because. What the hell is what we do.
What's Taylor thinking? Why? Why?
This segment brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, led by the AHL's top scorer, Brandon Peary. The Chicago Wolves boast the league's highest powered offense. Join the Wolves Saturday at Allstate Arena as they host the Rockford Ice Hogs. They boast and host in an Illinois Lottery Cup game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for info. Regarding your autocorrect from Taquan to Tarquinius.
Yeah, Adam Studzinski, our producer today, did a little research on this as well. Let's see if everybody came up with the same results.
Well, a texter found it who says, Google says there was a king of Rome named Lucius Tarquinius Superbus. He says, I'm sure in Latin it's Superbus, but wouldn't you want it to be Superbus?
Yes, I would.
Yes. I would want Superbus to be made into two words with super and bus both capitalized.
Tarquinius. That's what my note-taking software wanted me to change Taquan Mizell to.
Must not be a very notable Roman king, right? If you really haven't...
What, was it an emperor, or was it one of the triumvirate, or was it, I mean, how are, where in the line of Roman
is this
rulers?
The end of the HRE? Is it? I don't know. Is it Lucius Tarquinius Superbus?
Obviously, research.
Did he build anything? Does he have like a pasta named after him at least?
A bus line. He built a bus line.
He built the super bus. Not the one that, what was the one that keeps blowing up?
That's the one that goes from Madison to O'Hare. Isn't
no, what's the one in Indiana that keeps blowing up?
That's the mega bus.
It's always on fire.
And the mega bus? Yeah, the mega bus is constantly on fire.
Okay. Right, is it smoking or not?
Hop on, everything's on fire. No, it's come on. Nope, on the bus. Everybody on the bus.
It's the fire bus. Everybody gets it. That was one of Terry's tournament of bad items, I think, was the bus that's always on fire. How was your trip? Fine, a little hot.
Oh, buddy, it's always on fire.
Hey. Transition today, T. Diddley. John in Shorewood is on the score. Hey, John.
Hey, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hey, really quick, Dan, this is that time of year I share with you the struggle to understand euchre. I heard you talk about that game a couple of weeks ago.
I have friends that play it and love it. And
euchre's great.
Yeah, I've never played it.
Oh, it's good.
My in-laws, they play it every Christmas, and I just sit in the corner with my dummy hat on. I just don't understand the game. Really quick, I don't have many concerns about – well, I don't have many concerns about the Bears. I definitely think they can go deep. My only concern is, and I heard Lance Briggs say this on the after show yesterday, is that, you know, if the defense just so happens to have an off day, and that can happen, where they give up 24, 25 points, can this offense come out and match that? That's my only concern. And it seems like about 5 weeks ago, I felt confident that they probably could, but it just seems like after a couple of games with Chase and then Mitch coming back, they've just kind of lost a little bit of stride. And obviously, I just don't know how we go into the playoffs and with an ability to trust the kicker. So really, those are my only two concerns, is that, you know, if the defense has an off day in the playoffs, can the offense match what the opposing team does? And we can't trust this kicker.
So. Yeah, you just gave me hives bringing up the kicker, because we hadn't really gotten to that yet. Anyway, Merry Christmas,
I
John. Thank
Dan
you.
I wasn't going to do that until 11.
Yeah, but man, hey.
No, that's a good call, John.
That one that he hit was like, when you're like 155 yards from the hole and you've just striped your drive down the middle of the fairway.
Just clocked it.
And you have an absolutely perfect lie. And you're like, and there's no wind.
I make six
and
from here.
And you take out a 7-iron and you feel great standing over the ball. Uh-huh. And then you just kind of hit it like thin. It's just a little thin, and it's like, damn it! When it came off his foot, and of course my son's like, he's totally going to miss this.
Of course.
He has an uncanny ability to call Cody Parkey misses. And he was the one saying, he's going to hit the post again. So it just felt like that. And when he hits it like a little low on the ball, you're supposed to hit the bottom third of the ball. And it looked like he got just under that. So it was a super high spin rate on the ball and just not enough velocity. It just slips.
So the other point John made, and what is the latest? Maybe you remember this from your days covering the Bears, maybe not. What is the latest you remember hearing a clinched playoff team, a division title team, bringing in the kicking caravan?
Oh, it would have to be due to injury.
It wouldn't be
due to incompetence.
You've never heard of a team in week 17
they're
with
not
a playoff
doing
spot
it.
Locked. No, I don't think they are.
They're not. There's no way.
Okay, so that's just a weakness you're going to have to live with as a Bears fan or NFL observer, that that Bears kicking game is something you're going to have to watch through your fingers while you're...
Or you're going to have to go for it a lot, like a college team that's missing its kicker and say, oh, you know what, 4th and 7.
Sorry, the senior has his leg fall off, but we can't trust this freshman because he can't spell his own name.
I don't know.
So we're going for it on every down. Here's the other thing, too, that John brought up. John said, and it's a good call. It's the right call. It's the right sentiment.
Can you score enough?
But John said, what if the defense has an off day and gives up 24, 28 points? I think you could make the argument that, and maybe it's a little more shaky argument against the Rams, but I think you make the argument if this Bears team goes out against the Saints or the Rams and gives up 24, that could be a good day. They could still have their good day against either of those offenses.
Yeah, you got to score.
Give up the 24 and have played a pretty effective game on defense and looked even the way the Bears' defense has looked all season long. But maybe Goff doesn't give you the interceptions, the 4 interceptions he gave you at Soldier Field. Maybe Drew Brees doesn't throw a pass that he has to defend himself and break up. Maybe he doesn't throw that pick. And now you're looking at more chances for an offense like that that's been running pretty well, points that go up on the board, and a 24-point day from whatever NFC 1 or 2 seed there is, and going, well, that's a good day from the defense. Where was the rest? I get that. I understand that concern. I think that's the team that since about, I don't know, the 8th win of the year, 7th win of the year, that's the team this Bears iteration has kind of made you feel.
From here on in, they could beat or lose to anybody. Fair?
I'm just thinking about the AFC teams right now, because if you're going to do that, if you're going to make that statement, and I think you should, then you have to include Super Bowl in a conversation.
Yeah, from here on in, I am including the Super Bowl. From here on in, they could beat or lose to anybody they're going to face.
Chiefs team looks as vulnerable as ever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
This segment is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. By the way, Lucius Tarquinius Superbus.
Superbus, you're
Superbus was the final king of Rome.
King.
King is what it says.
Rome had emperors.
This is that led to the... He reigned from 535 BC until the popular uprising. Very popular uprising.
Very popular. Everybody's involved.
Everybody. Everyone loves this uprising. A lot of people are talking about it. That was in 509, and that led to the establishment of the Roman Republic.
Oh, okay, so this wasn't the Vandals invading. Or was that the Vandals? Is that 509?
I don't know.
Just running through with their punk music and their chokers and their...
Yeah, but he was referred to as Tarquin the Proud.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Not Grand Moff Tarkin.
No, different He's guy. Different. He had a different plan. And investing all those resources into one circle was probably a bad idea for the Empire. I don't know if Tarquinius got into the same issue.
Jake in Rockford, you're on the score. Hi, Jake.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy holidays.
Hey, Jake.
I wanted to gauge your guys' thoughts on a would-you-rather as far as who would you rather play in the playoffs, Eagles, Vikings. I personally would rather play the Eagles than the Vikings back-to-back. Two reasons. I got a dad who's a rabid Vikings fan.
Your dad's a rabid?
Rabid.
Rabid's Vikings.
Vikings fan that just screams and is obnoxious to watch the game with. Probably won't even be able to watch Week 17 with him. And two, I know they're two very different teams from, 2010 and now, but there's just something about playing the team two times in a row from the NFC North that, I'm not superstitious, but I am just a little stitious about playing that again.
I get that.
I think the Vikings are slightly better than the Eagles.
I don't want to play anybody three times in a row. It's not even about superstition. It's just at that point.
It's boring?
No, well, a little. It is a little boring. I mean, it won't be. It's a playoff game, and I got to get over that. I got the baseball thing in me. Like, stop playing the Twins over and up. Why are, again, the Twins? Mm-hmm. And then they're back in town the last week of the season. Why are we playing the Twins again? Why? I don't want to play anybody three times in a row in the NFL. I don't.
What if you really trust your coaches? The reason you do is if you think your coaches are better than the opposing coaches.
And I think that's That's probably true against the Vikings.
Right? You should want to play them again. You should you have a distinct tactical advantage. If
you want to give that Vikings defense three shots at Mitch?
Do they want to give Khalil Mack three shots at Kirk Cousins?
Ugh, God, you so bad.
Yeah. He? You start breathing on him. He can't wait to make a mistake. As Sage Rosenfels has pointed out, his mistakes propagate.
He's one
of those guys that once a play starts to go south on him, really bad things are prone to happen. South Shore, and this is Bill. He's on the score.
Man, great talking to you guys. Happy Christmas Eve and whatever your holiday is to everybody. It's been a great year. Quick question. You know, with Robbie Gould's contract coming up, he still makes his home here. I would love to see the Bears tender him an offer, extend the olive branch for a peace accord that will then see some field goals go through the uprights. I don't know what you guys think about that possibility in terms of its likelihood. Also, you know, I just don't really want to see the Vikings, man. And if they do, I want next Sunday to be real vanilla, creamy, with some black poppy seeds in it, not stressing nothing. And keep everyone healthy and move on to the playoffs. God bless you guys. Happy New Year. And thanks for a great season of Bears Mondays. Dan and Connor, you guys are the best.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the call.
That's
kind wishes.
Awesome call.
It's a great call. Although I will say those little black dots in the vanilla ice cream are not poppy seeds.
But he didn't say ice cream. He just said in the vanilla. So it could be a custard or a pudding or something like that.
It could.
I'm willing to open up my world of vanilla. I mean,
meanwhile,
I love the vanilla bean. I'm interested in poppy
vanilla
seeds.
Bean. This is apropos of nothing.
Okay.
But I was down one of my Wikipedia rabbit holes, as I tend to get.
Morning or yesterday or when?
I've been having odd sleep hours.
It's
always this time of year I get odd sleep hours.
Wikipedia rabbit hole.
You mentioned the word pudding.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite all-time words. One of my most mellifluous words. I love the sound of that word and
smock.
Always have.
I've always been a smock guy. It's my favorite word.
Smocking gun. Yes. But the word pudding is a bastardization of boudin. B-O-U-D-I-N.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Which is French for the sausage. The boudin is you know, you go into New Orleans and you get the white boudin. And
so that's why blood pudding
yes,
is a
it's
thing.
Why in England, white pudding, black pudding.
So
it's a bastardization of the word. The word itself is an evolution of the French boudin or sausage.
The first things referred to as pudding in the English language would have been meats.
Sausages.
I didn't know
which
that.
Are still in England, white pudding, black pudding. And then it became the sweetened version. But I did not know that is the etymology of the word pudding that comes from the French boudin for sausage.
Well, that is very much apropos of nothing.
Indeed, nothing. And this is exactly
good
the show
job, Dan.
For that. This segment brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buy Ford now at .com. Berwyn, Illinois, this is Steve. He's on the score.
Steve!
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Steve.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Quick question. Who do you think? I've always hated the term X-Factor since I was a child in sports, but I'm going to use it.
Who
Who's
hurt
the top
you?
Three X-Factors for the Bears? Do you think Trubisky's turnovers are going to hurt us in the long run?
Yes.
Yeah,
any turnover
yes,
by
turnovers
your quarterback will hurt you in the playoffs. Absolutely a billion percent.
Yes, that's an easy one. Turnovers are bad, and they will hurt you.
I guess to answer Steve's question, when one asks for X-Factor, you're usually looking for something. I know. The look on your face is just pure disgust right now. It's like someone told you to do the Krzyzewski imitation again, but like before you've realized, because you always go through a moment where you're like, oh God, I don't want to do this again. And then it's like, okay, fine. I'll get into this. I can do this. And then you contort your face to whatever it is to make that sound. And then you just start saying awful, awful things and taking credit for other teams' wins. but I guess if we're to answer Steve's question about what the X factor would be, that assumes it's something you hadn't expected from the get-go. So that means like saying Khalil Mack doesn't count because you'd expect Mack to be a factor anyway. I'll take Cody Parkey because if he actually hits kicks, that'll be really big for the Bears. And no, I don't expect Robbie Gould coming back because even though he is at the end of his contract, Let me triple check this again, and maybe Adam can help me out.
He's 100 years old, and when they got rid of him, they wanted to get rid of him because he was bad.
Right. Also, the Bears have made Cody Parkey the third highest paid kicker in the NFL. So that's a commitment.
This segment is brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the 630.
Oh, not me.
The 630 says, what is this fascination with Robbie effing Gold? Get over it. He's gone. The kicker shouldn't be a cult hero.
Mwah. Wait, wait, wait.
Thank you.
Wait, no. No, everything was right up to the end. Everything was right up to the end. The kicker should be a cult hero. That is the only kind of hero he should be.
Okay, but by definition. But
he should be the cult hero.
On a really good team, the kicker shouldn't matter.
No, it shouldn't matter. No, that's absolutely true. It shouldn't matter at all. Not even a bit. The Bears have allotted the fourth most amount of money in the NFL to kickers. Only the Packers, Ravens, and Patriots have put more money into their kickers.
Your Built Ford Tough Bears Monday continues in a moment. We are taking calls 312-644-6767. We are in the enviable position, as are you, as a Bears fan, of discussing the question, who would you rather play in the first round of the playoffs? We've lived long enough. We've made it this far. You've got the score.
Hey, it's Mully.
And Haw here.
From our Score family to your family, a very happy, holy, healthy, holly, jolly holiday.
This year brought us some amazing moments in Chicago sports, and we live them all together.
Join us in the new year as we continue to cover Chicago sports newsmakers, one and all.
Happy holidays from 670 to the Score.
I'm Chris Moore with a CBS Sports Minute. You know, it's always been a bit fascinating to me how much we humans like to make predictions. The weather, the stock market, the track, the traffic. In all walks of life, wanting to be able to know what the future holds is seemingly universal. Sports radio, in large part, is built on so-called experts and wannabes telling you what will happen tonight, tomorrow, next week, next year. Now, I'm no psych major, and I'm not here to lecture you as to why we're obsessed with knowing the unknowable, but I can tell you it's a heck of a business. New Jersey sports revenue and gambling now, man, it is much more than they thought it would be. And although there's no doubt that newbies will come to the realization it isn't easy to win at this game, it still proves how much we think we can tell the future, regardless of the evidence telling us we can't. Dreamers dream. Santa's on his way. Here's hoping you're the exception to the gambling rule. I'm Chris Moore.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
At Walgreens, we know holiday plans never go according to plan. There's more presents than paper to wrap them. You can buy three rolls of tape, but never find one when you need it. Batteries not included stops the holidays dead in their tracks. And without stuffers, stockings are just socks. That's why we're minutes away, so you can dash into Walgreens for holiday must-haves and gifts of the week deals. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Select stores are open until midnight.
You live in a city for all seasons, and your car lives everyone too. Sludge, dust, rain, construction, all of it takes a toll. Fuller's Car Wash can effectively and economically save the day. Protect your car with the help of Fuller's Car Wash. Fuller's Car Wash can be found in 23 locations right around the corner, all designed to help you fall in love with driving it all over again. Visit FullersCarWash.com for the location nearest you. Fuller's Car Wash, since 1946, making Chicagoland shine.
It's the most Hyundai-ful time of the year. All the wireless charging and savings enlarging, the deals are right here. It's the most Hyundai-ful time of the year.
The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is back, where you can get amazing deals on any new Hyundai.
There'll be deals for your spouses,
savings in the thousands,
and test drives all out in the snow.
All the tech you can't miss,
LifeSafe Exit Assist,
for the ultimate gift on the go.
It's the most Hyundai-ful time of the year.
So come down to the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event and make this holiday your most Hyundai-ful yet. Now for a limited time, get up to $3,500 in total savings on the Tucson. Or lease the Santa Fe for just $189 a month. Only during Hyundai Holidays. Going on now. Visit your local Chicago or Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's been a bunch of different ways this year of how we've done it. Whether we've had a nice little lead and teams have come back, whether we've been down and we've had to come back, whether it's been back and forth high scoring, whether it's been low scoring and it's field position. I only think that that's going to help us when we get into the playoffs of being in a bunch of different situations, and you use those.
That's a football coach's way of saying any landing you can walk away from is a good landing.
Yeah.
Any win you can get in the NFL is a good win. Any win you can get on the road, on a crappy field against a team that plays well enough on that field, and a smart opposing coach, it's a good win. That baked in, not a real pretty game, and it wasn't one that engendered a whole lot of confidence. But you got to forget that. You got 11 wins. You get out of there, you celebrate in your post-game locker room, and you start thinking about the playoffs, and you start figuring out how to strategize the remainder of the season to get you where you got to be.
You know, everybody will tell you, whether it's the talking heads that are former players or the analysts or the Pro Football Focus, everybody will let you know that the NFL is a week-to-week league, that each challenge, each game presents something unique because of whether that's the injury reports or what's at stake late in the season, schemes, X's and O's, all that kind of stuff. It's a week-to-week kind of league. Because of, as Matt Nagy described, the things that have happened for the Bears, they're the team that week-to-week has put that on display more than I think anybody else in the NFL. Well, good team anyway.
When you have the front seven that they have, it gives you that the kind of stability to help you weather game-to-game volatility.
Which is another way of saying anything.
Yeah.
You can handle anything with a defense that plays the way they do. They've, you know, whether it doesn't matter what kind of quarterback, it doesn't matter what kind of anything, as long as you are a healthy team. And take a look too. Look at, and I wish I were better at diagnosing the defensive schemes, but those who are have pointed it out on Twitter. Olin Kreutz is one of them, and thank God he's on our team doing our post-game show. He's just wonderful and fantastic.
He's gotten great on Twitter, too.
Oh, he's so good.
He's really got, now that he's
he is so good.
He's the gif monster now.
He really is, yeah. And he kind of leans into the, what he did, too, is, as he was pointing out, I think he'd say the averageness of Trubisky's game yesterday. Then he went back after he caught a whole bunch of flack from it. Not that he gives a damn about the flack on Twitter that he's going to get.
No.
But he went back and watched it again, you know, because he's Olin Kreutz and that's what he does. He went back and watched it again and then sat down in, it was a pretty average game for Mitch. There were some good throws, third down pickups, 9 consecutive completions. Those are all good things. The toss to Allen Robinson that should have ended the game had Robinson gone down and or not fumbled, but just go down because that's what your coach wanted you to do. That's a good throw, too. But in order to manage what the NFL has become, this, you know, like you mentioned, whether it's rules or whether it's scheme or whether it's high flying offenses, it is a volatile week to week business now. You have the thing that mitigates that damage the most. I would say that the defense, because it's a collection of 7 or 11, depending on how dominant you want to say everybody is, that collection lets you steady things even more than some of the top tier quarterbacks, whether it's Mahomes, whether it's Breeze, whether it's because the proof has been in the prior couple of weeks.
Because it's also inherently less volatile.
Yeah.
Because of what they're asked to do.
Because it's,
and if they can succeed at their jobs every single down in the way that they do, it does help you strangle a game.
They are a they, and a quarterback is an I.
Right.
You know, I mean, they get to be 7 or 9 or 11, and Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes, as good as he is, or Brady, or Rodgers, or Breeze. I mean, that's just kind of how the Bears have shown you the way this NFL works, the way they're able to work this NFL, maybe is a more accurate way of putting it.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, led by the AHL's top scorer, Brandon Peary. The Chicago Wolves boast the league's highest-powered offense. Join the Wolves Saturday at Allstate Arena as they host the Rockford Ice Hogs in an Illinois Lottery Cup game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for info. A texter from the 847 says, yesterday my mother-in-law opened a present. And it was a sweater. And I said, it's a sweater!
It's a sweater!
He said, the way you guys do it, and everyone looked at me like my head was cut off. What's the origin of that?
Oh, well, that's one of the finer comedies in the American film literature. That is Three Amigos.
In the canon.
Yeah. That is a canon film.
That is Mexican actor, director Alfonso Arau,
right,
in the role of El Guapo. And his top henchman, Jefe, is announcing at his birthday party that
all of the guys,
they got together and they got him a gift. I remember this is in rural Mexico.
Rough, tough gang of gunfighters, these men.
And he unwraps his present and it's a sweater. And first of all, it's funny because, and now I'm going to take the fun out of it,
of course,
by telling you why it's funny.
Well, if we do this right, we explain it long enough, it'll become funny again.
The scene is funny because, first of all, he announced that he all got together with the guys, with the banditos, and they cobbled together money and they got him a gift.
And then they chose the sweater.
Right. They got him a sweater that... He's excited to have received a sweater.
Thrilled.
Right? And that in the rural Mexican desert, it would be something that he would use. And the design of the sweater is like turn-of-the-century Ivy League.
It's the sweater the Oxford crew team took off before they got into the boat to race at the head of the Charles.
Okay, it's everything about it, especially in retrospect, is it that particular aspect keeps getting funnier.
You know what I realized, too? I watched that movie a couple of weeks ago. I told you, I'd forgotten that for most of the rest of the next, you know, 4 or 5 scenes until they take off to go chase down the Amigos,
mm-hmm,
he's wearing the sweater over his neck.
It's draped,
like, tied
over,
around his shoulders
in Ivy League fashion. Yes, he loves the gift. He loves it so much that you know that the director's like, make sure on the call sheet for costume.
So we keep the sweater on him, right? Oh yeah, we keep the sweater on him.
And trivia: I did not know that the actor who portrayed El Guapo was the director of the acclaimed Mexican film Like Water for Chocolate.
I have never seen it, but I've heard of it, so it must be an important film.
Yes, if you've heard of it, it's certainly important enough. This clearly is a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on the Bernstein and McKnight show, as we are celebrating the performance of the currently 11-4 Chicago Bears under the tutelage of Matt Nagy. And it was just a very unsatisfying game throughout. Nothing ever quite clicked enough. There was always a headwind. There was always something you seemed to be overcoming. But they did a nice job on an ugly day officiating a game that needed some pretty intense officiating by Alex Kemp. Thanks to Scott from Davenport. Hat tip to the fresh-faced Alex Kemp. Don't know much about him, but he had control of that game.
Great guy, never met him.
Great guy, never met him.
Here's the thing with that game and satisfaction. It didn't satisfy until it was over. Right. And you realize that they had gotten their 11th win, that they will be at worst 11-5 this season. They will have a home playoff game. They may even still have a bye. There were a couple of things that they could. They're not going to have a bye. Are they? The Niners aren't going to beat the Rams. All right, anyway. There were a couple of things that we've been asking about and for over the last 2-3 weeks that you got. Anthony Miller returned to the offense. He had 3 catches, a touchdown, and 3 targets in total. You can only imagine, had he not gotten the boot from that game, whether he'd have been targeted a couple more times. That's really encouraging.
Does he have 7 touchdowns?
Sad.
Is that right?
He's got the one from Cullen.
I would. He does. Anthony Miller's got 7 touchdown receptions this year.
That's so nice.
I wonder where that ranks. Come on, Scott, get on this. Where does that rank in modern NFL as far as most touchdowns with fewest overall receptions or percentage
touchdown
of,
percentages?
Yeah, right. Percentage of receptions being touchdowns.
He had,
that's got to be really high.
He had his first against the Seahawks. Then he had 1 against Miami. Then the 1 against the Jets. 1 against Detroit. 1 against Minnesota. The 1 against the Giants, and then the one,
what's
the catch from Cohen, and then the one, his only catch in that game. That's what would really skew the percentages too, because he's on the one catch, has the 1 touchdown, and he just doesn't have that many catches on the season. He's got 33 catches, 7 touchdowns.
That's got to be a ridiculously high percentage.
That's got to be, you'd probably have to take tight ends out of
this, right?
That's
more than 20%.
Yeah. Of course it is. You'd have to take tight ends out, you know, like that Heath Miller kind of guy.
Pete Metzelaars.
Really only there for that kind of distance. Although the Miller changed a little bit afterwards.
It's always the same play. It's always the I formation fake to the fullback. You get the one-on-one against the linebacker.
He's leaked out to the other side. Yep. The other thing that this answered, I think, in some regard about this Bears, and you would ask, hey, where is Anthony Miller in this offense? Can you get him back involved? And we'll see what happens to against the Vikings in Week 17. But there's a question about how, there had been a question and remains a question about how the Bears play on the road, about whether or not Mitchell Trubisky is capable, whether defenses on the road just have his number, whether that kind of, you know, they give you 3 points as the home team for a reason. And it's a rule of thumb, I guess, but it's there as knowledge in the NFL. I think what this defense has proven about the Bears, I don't know if the axiom works in the NFL anymore. I don't know if it's a truism that's really true. But this Bears defense has traveled. Defenses in the NFL travel. That you can go from town to town with your barnstorming defense and raise hell. I don't know that that's true of everyone in the NFL. I don't know that that's ever always been true. But for this defense, it is true. And like we kind of started the show with, whether it's the Rams or whether it's the Saints in L.A. or in New Orleans, I'd take this defense on the road.
You're still going to need more points. You're going to need more touchdowns.
It's not a matter.
You're going to have to hold serve.
Yeah, and I think that's what's been so interesting to watch with Nagy's offense the last handful of weeks, because although Mitch had connections of 43 yards to Allen Robinson and the 26-yard toss to Taquan, there was a 16 and two 16s to Howard, although Howard's was a little yak, right? Yards after catch. Bronica had the 18-yard catch. I don't know how, that's not deep ball offense to me. That's not the way this offense had worked in weeks prior. It has, in my opinion, shifted some. It's been a little bit more conservative. I don't know where he wants it to sit come week one of the playoffs. I don't know how much he wants to kick it back into that gear. He's not going to tell you.
Or if post-injury Trubisky doesn't have the same level of trust and his risk calculus has changed.
I haven't seen anything in his throws to tell me that he's not.
I haven't
or
either.
Or his deliveries
Don't
to
misinterpret
tell me.
This. Yeah. I'm just saying that we're looking at a sample of post-injury return Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, that it was one of the most efficient games, one of the most accurate games in Bears history yesterday, despite how it felt. And despite what was negated from the record, what actually was reflected in the record was a really, really good game. We are Bernstein and McKnight. Top of the hour, Rich Campbell is going to join us, as he always does, on Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays on The Score.
Oh, what a time to be a Bears fan. The NFC North Division Champion Chicago Bears continue their dominance and take out the 49ers. They're now 11-4. Mully here from the Mully and Haw Show, mornings 5 to 9. Keep it here as we recap the victory, continue to break down the upcoming playoff picture, and look ahead to the final game of the regular season against the dreaded Vikings. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com.
At Walgreens, we know it's cold and flu season again, a time when all you want to do is cheer at your kid's game. But instead, you're coughing and aching the entire time. That's why Walgreens is minutes away to help you find everything you need to feel better, like Vicks DayQuil and NyQuil Severe Combo Packs, along with expert care that goes beyond the pharmacy. Stop in today for personalized advice and find the right relief right here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, Vicks DayQuil and NyQuil Severe 24-count combo packs are $9.99 through December 29th. Use as directed.
Get the Omaha Steaks family gift pack for Christmas. You still can, but you got to go to Omaha Steaks. There are four retail locations in Chicago. You go in, you say, Dan Bernstein sent me, and you get the family gift pack, $195 value for just $49.99. And in that box, you will find four hand-cut aged-to-tenderness top sirloin steaks, two savory premium pork chops, four chicken fried steaks, four Omaha Steaks burgers, four kielbasas. Those are so good. I might have another two for lunch today. A package of all-beef meatballs, four perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and four more burgers for a total of eight for free. They just throw those in. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company. They have over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha. You want the limited-time package for $49.99? You still can get it by going to one of the four Omaha Steaks retail locations in the area, the streets of Woodfield, Naperville Crossing, Orland Park, or Oak Brook Promenade. You let them know Bernstein sent you, and you'll get it. The offer ends soon. Don't wait any longer. Pick up the Omaha Steaks family gift package today.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads. At Walgreens, we know holiday plans never go according to plan. There's more presents than paper to wrap them. You can buy three rolls of tape, but never find one when you need it. Batteries not included stops the holidays dead in their tracks. And without stuffers, stockings are just socks. That's why we're minutes away, so you can dash into Walgreens for holiday must-haves and gifts of the week deals. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Select stores are open until midnight.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Find a rhythm within the offense, just take what the defense was giving us. It came down to we had to dunk a little bit just to move the ball off the field. They're just bailing out, playing zones. They wanted to take away the deep ball and just the explosive plays, and they did a good job of that. So we knew they were a tough defense, and we just had to spread them out, dink and dunk, take what they give us, create a rhythm, first and second down, stay out of third down, and get the run game going a little bit. So we did a good job adjusting. We just like to come out faster, and especially on the road, come out fast and then finish them off. So I think we did some good things and made some good adjustments.
Mitchell Trubisky taking what was given to him. More often than not, discretion, the better part of valor in the 14-9 Bears victory. Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Do you know what the NFL ruling is? Do the ejections also have any risk of automatic suspension, or is that just an NBA thing?
I know they can look at it after the fact, but I don't know whether, I'm just going to have to look it up. I don't know whether or not, because the helmet rule has ejections and suspensions involved in its rule. I think the conduct stuff is adjudicated by the NFL after the fact.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that would that I've seen or heard or saw in that would suggest that the league would go in and assign further disciplinary action. It looked like a lot of heat of the moment stuff, and they give guys some leeway on that. Although it really is dumb, as we mentioned before, a couple of dumb things that were said. Allen Robinson saying that he didn't learn the lesson to him isn't to go down; it's just to not fumble. Even though the coach said to go down because the game is over. And then Anthony Miller saying he's protecting his quarterback, and if he had it to do all over again, he would do the same thing. Even though that doesn't do anything to protect your quarterback, and it's the equivalent of an after-the-fact hockey fight that we know doesn't accomplish anything positive.
No, probably not, but I'm still not going to give up my man crush on Anthony Miller. I'm just not going to. I like the fervor with which he plays. I like the way he's... I like the way that he'll show up an opposing head coach. I'm a big fan of that kid, and I think he's going to be a big part of the Bears' offense, especially next season. I mean, after his rookie year, I just don't know that you can expect. I don't think you can expect everyone on that roster to be the cooler head in a situation like that. It's just not feasible. I mean, you've already selected for so many aggressive tendencies and traits by having these guys play football, like by these guys wanting to play football for as long as they have. Someone's going to get a penalty for that. It's just unfortunate that it was two wide receivers that left you down to two wide receivers after it.
We got the answer to our question regarding Anthony Miller and the percentage of his receptions that have been touchdowns. He's got 33 catches, seven of which have been touchdowns. And it sounds like he's well down the list, but because of the density of some of these numbers and some of the low numbers we're dealing with, he's ranked 34th in this. Paul Warfield in 1973.
He's ranked 34th?
Yeah, because if you look at the number of seasons of some here, that it's really not that big a difference, because Paul Warfield in 1973 had 11 touchdowns on 29 receptions.
Wow.
Right, and that's getting back. I'm going to trigger Dan McNeil here, but going back to some of the way that the Bob Greasy offense operated, Isaac Curtis of Cincinnati had 10 touchdowns on 30 receptions in 1974. Steve Largent, 77. That was the expansion year for the Seattle Seahawks.
All right,
was on the receiving end of 33 Jim Zorn passes and had 10 touchdowns. A guy named Ron Shanklin of the Steelers in 73, 10 touchdowns on 30 catches. And then you had some other names in here. Henry Childs, 77, of the New Orleans Saints. Dwayne Allen in 2014 on Indianapolis had 8 touchdowns and 29 picks. So not a lot of numbers separate a lot of these guys. Martavis Bryant in 2014, 8 touchdowns in 26. And you start breaking some of these things down. But he's on the list. Anthony Miller, 7 catches of his 33 have gone for touchdowns.
The other guy who's been a big factor for this Bears offense is Tariq Cohen. He had 6 carries on 412 yards, a longest of 9, and Cohen only shows up once in the passing game. 1 catch, 7 yards, 1 target. Thought it was interesting that, you know, as much as this Niners team had been billed when the season started as, I mean, you had read some dark horse Super Bowl love for the 49ers, had you not? I mean, we were reading some about Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know whether you believed it or not is one thing.
The day after the Super Bowl last year, when they were 15-1, the day after the Super Bowl, yeah. Tanny was reading the odds.
Yeah.
And I immediately said the bet that I would make there would be the 49ers.
At 15-1.
Yeah.
Save for a couple of injuries, some serious injuries to a lot, they'd be obviously a better than 4-11 team. I like the coaching staff and the way they've schemed. They took Cohen kind of away from that game. I mean, he is your feature back, and you were left without him or to go away from him some. Even in, and maybe he helps open up some of that short passing game that Mitch is talking about. I also find it somewhat encouraging that while, you know, pretty much all year, whether it's against the Packers or whether it's against a couple of different games, zone coverages have kind of befuddled Mitch at times. He understood and saw what he needed to see more times than not against the Niners and took what was there. And the play, too, that he, you know, where he makes that ridiculous scramble and gets out to the right, eventually throwing an interception directly into the arms of a waiting 49er. That play, he mentioned in the postgame, was pretty much because he had gotten away with a similar one, what, four plays earlier? I mean, he said afterward that, yeah, I got a little carried away with myself because I had just made one like that work. So he's got to, you know, that's it's another lesson learned. If he's the rep guy that he claims to be, and I have no reason to think he's not.
He's also an I don't make the same mistake twice guy.
And but it's that not was one true. Well, I get that. He's also a nobody believes in us but us guy, but that's, you know, some
and
of it.
And a stay hydrated guy.
Was very much a stay hydrated. You know, yep. Even you know, brain cramps happen, you know, when you get all kinds of dehydrated. Mm-hmm. Everything.
The electrolytes get your low electrolytes and your synapses can't
shrink.
The axons and the dendrites can't talk to each other.
You can't see red on the field. That's a big problem.
Daryl is in Virginia and on the score.
Good afternoon, guys, and thanks for taking my call. I thought that Mitch played a decent game. And that interception that you were just talking about, the holding penalty, it was a legitimate hold.
It was.
And it looks like Allen Robinson, was, after watching the game, was coming open over the middle.
Yeah.
And it looked like he had him there. And
no one's saying it wasn't a legitimate hold.
No doubt.
But it's still a bad decision that got bailed out by that penalty.
Right, right. I agree with you there. And then I like the fact that Adam Shaheen is starting to get involved with the offense. I think that the arrow is pointing up. Any way you look at it, Mitch is playing better. Every game, he's showing you something, clutch throws. I'm very excited to see those throws instead of those runs.
Yeah, he's good.
Which we expect. And as best as we expect him to run the ball in those situations. And
why?
It's just refreshing.
Why do you expect him to run the ball?
Right. So that's all I have.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, sir.
You know who's coaching the team. I would not expect them to run.
Oh, no. I think he was expecting Mitch to run
when
in trouble. I think that's what he was saying. And that was pretty encouraging. The fact that Mitch in this game was under pressure a couple of times, sacked three times in total as well, under pressure a couple of times, and found checkdowns. He found Jordan Howard on one. He had checked down. I forget. I think he hit Gabriel or something like that on another one. That's encouraging because, like he was Daryl was saying, those have been takeoff and run situations before. So maybe pushed one a little bit too far. You know, pushed the envelope a little bit too far with an interception in the end zone. But I also think that, you know, we gave a lot of crap to callers who were asking when Adam Shaheen would be back. Over and over and over again.
It's just been general.
We did.
Yes.
We did.
We
did.
It wasn't necessarily to individual callers. It was just the idea.
It was the why
of the level,
you keep
the level
doing
of
this?
Concern. Yeah. Yes.
It seemed to be an outsized level of concern for an outsized man. That dude, if they could get into the red zone on the regular, you know, if they could play in there a little bit more often, you know, against the Niners, it was a little bit of a slog. I do think he's a pretty interesting weapon. And I think you saw it too when they were in the red zone. They ran Shaheen at the point of the bunch formation, you know? He's there flanked by Gabriel and Miller. And you've got Allen Robinson in single coverage out on the left side. And we've seen in that situation twice now, once last week and once this week, we've seen him go, Mitch. We've seen him decide to throw the one-on-one to Allen Robinson. And we've seen that before when he had bunch coverage with the, they'd split like Charles Leno way out in week one against the Packers or something like that. And he's throwing the one-on-one route with Allen Robinson. That seems to be the trend. But as you've got Adam Shaheen back there now, he becomes a different, like literally a different sized weapon when you're in close, when you're in the red zone. That's a wrinkle there that I wouldn't be surprised they take advantage of come playoff time because they've thrown that one-on-one route. Mitch has thrown that one-on-one route as often as he has.
The pass in the end zone in double coverage to Shaheen was interference.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought they got away with one. I think that guy's can draw a lot of those. He's a nightmare matchup with the size he is. I don't think he's as fast as people claim he is, or at least he doesn't operate on field as fast as people seem to think. Maybe he's still a little gimpy. Maybe he's getting back into shape. I don't know. But I, you know, when he takes off and rolls and you know, runs those cover routes, those over routes, I don't see the breakaway type speed for that size, you know, the kind of stuff that Kelce gives you or something, or
no,
like prime Gronk.
But the point is, put it up there where there's no danger. Put it up there where it's either Shaheen comes down with it or it's incomplete over his head.
The one thing Spielman did do one well, he kind of broke down a pass that should have been tossed up on like an over route to Shaheen, should have been a little higher up where only...
That might have been the one on which he was interfered,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, I think that is the one, actually. Yeah, it is. That needs to be up a little higher so it's in a place where only he can get it, and he's got a better chance if he is being interfered with because those guys just kind of fall off of him.
I'm all for having more options, more weapons, and more things for Matt Nagy to play with. I'm wondering if he doesn't have some further tricks up his sleeve.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think you saw... whether it be motions, whether it be some formations, you saw a couple extra things from that offense against the Niners that I didn't expect him to roll out in week 16. I think he's using the opportunity to set stuff up. He's got to take advantage of it.
Survived one Bob call. Let's see if we can handle a second one. Bob, you're on the score.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Okay.
Wonderful.
I have a quick question. Bears played a team that was 4-11 yesterday. And they only scored 14 points. Now, is defense for the Niners that good, or the Bears' offense just wasn't up to par? And I'll tell you something.
Hold on, Bob. Bob, you watched the game. What did you see?
Yeah. I think the defense played really well. I don't think the offense played. I give them probably a C average.
Okay.
All right.
You answered your question.
I thought that's a Niners defense where you could have taken care, you could have taken advantage of the linebackers a little bit more. That's a positional group in San Francisco. It's not great. You saw them double DeForest Buckner as often as they did and slide some stuff over there. And once they got James Daniels' issues worked out after the first quarter or so, I thought you handled that front seven pretty well. I just didn't know that you didn't take advantage of some coverage issues that you could have had, that you could have otherwise created. So did the Niners defense play well? Yeah, I think they probably played well, if not for penalties, which counts. You know, I mean, you gotta count these things. The Bears offensive, two offensive drives that they needed, one for the touchdown and the third stall.
We are going to have a conversation with Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune, as we do at 11 o'clock on our Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays. That'll be followed up with former Bear Corey Wooten joining us. And then around noon, we're going to carry Matt Nagy's press conference from Hallis Hall Live for you, as we are taking as close a look as we can at the 11-4 Chicago Bears on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score.
Listen to expert analysis from former Bears head coach Dave Wannstedt every Tuesday at 8 a.m. with Mully and Haw, and every Thursday at 4 with McNeil and Parkins.
I just think that they're getting better. I just think that their defense is playing with more confidence.
Listen to Dave Wannstedt break down the Bears on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
At Walgreens, we know holiday plans never go according to plan. There's more presents than paper to wrap them. You can buy three rolls of tape, but never find one when you need it. Batteries not included stops the holidays dead in their tracks. And without stuffers, stockings are just socks. That's why we're minutes away, so you can dash into Walgreens for holiday must-haves and gifts of the week deals. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Select stores are open until midnight.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Now, we can bring in Anthony Heron. How you've seen the relationship with Whitehair and Mitch manifest itself in feeling like they have reached a good place of trust with each other.
I would highlight that Cody Whitehair is playing really well. As that relates to Mitch, his growth
will continue as he's able to process information more quickly. They should be on the same page. And how you want that to work, basically like a pitcher and a catcher, where you're in a rhythm where you're both seeing the same thing. At certain times, if you're not on the same page, you have a trust in each other that Mitch can think to Cody that since Cody's calling something different or IDing something different than I do when I'm looking at this, I trust my guy.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Ho, 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 what can I get you?
Hey, Santa, a pony and an iPhone for my mom. She really wants one.
That's a lot.
Look, at Metro, they'll give you an iPhone 6S just for switching.
Charlie Jingle Bells, I should switch to Metro.
It's smart, you should.
Get this unbelievable deal under your tree. Switch and get an iPhone 6S on us. Hurry, because deals this good don't last long. Metro by T-Mobile. Plus sales tax and activation fee. Not valid for current T-Mobile network numbers or numbers active on